It was the detonation pressel for the device that I'd set up as a diversion. The device was basically a black powder charge, designed to give off a big enough bang to grab London's attention, but not to kill anyone. There would be some damage. There'd be the odd cut or bruise, but there shouldn't be any fatalities. The shaving cream top was there because I didn't want to detonate it by accident. The pressel on the right was exposed. This was the one that would initiate the shoot. Next to the box, I had a set of binos mounted on a mini tripod and trained on the killing ground. I was going to need them to watch the yes man as he moved about the crowd and ID'd the target. The lunchbox contained a big, green, square lithium battery and a mess of wires and circuit boards. I'd never tried to make things look neat. I just wanted them to work. Two purple, plastic-coated wire antennas stuck out of the rear of the box, trailed along the desk, over the windowsill I'd pushed it up against, then dangled down the outside wall. I had the window closed down on them to cut out as much noise as possible. The loudest sound in the room was my breathing, which started to quicken as the witching hour got closer. It was only outdone by the occasional scream of delight from a tourist at ground level or a particularly loud PA system from the river. All I could do was wait. I crossed my